Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and this will be, I think, the last Thursday of May, May 29th, when this will air. And our very special guest is someone that is very special to me and to all of us, but it's our good friend, Kathy Riccone. Hey, Kathy.
Woo-hoo, hello. Woo-hoo. It's good to be here, Rich.
Yeah, we're excited. Kathy and I were talking about, particularly as we are able to air this at the end of May, that summer is now coming up for everybody. And interesting enough, and this is true, actually it's interesting, true worldwide, the Europeans actually do better summers than we do.
They do beautiful summers, right?
Yeah. Their whole companies will shut down for 2, 3, 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And everybody takes off, you know, part of July and August, and they just go on trips and stuff. So they really take a what they call a Sabbath break. So with us, we do know that summer is different than our normal stuff.
Normal rhythms, yeah.
Normal rhythm. That's a good way of putting it. So it's, you know, obviously school is out and, you know, college kids are home and teenagers are doing something different and young kids are doing something different. We take vacations. Mm-hmm. Even work tends to do things a little bit differently. We have the opportunity, maybe even with travel and our small groups, maybe don't meet. In our ministry, we do a lot of retreats. We do a few, but we generally don't do them in the summer for two reasons. One, we need to have our leaders take a break.
Right.
And
just
refresh
for refreshing. Yeah.
Make sure they're living out the beautiful life of margin for them. But then there's a lot of people that are taking vacations and doing things. Mm-hmm. So we actually say, well, you know, why don't we free that up and then we'll just pick it up, you know, again in the fall, which generally, by the way, as you head toward Labor Day, everybody starts getting back into the, okay, let's get back into the rhythm again. Mm-hmm. So here's the question. And this is why I wanted Kathy to be our guest is that as you approach the summer, either you stay in the rhythm when you have an opportunity not to, or you just kind of let it happen as it happens and you don't really process what should it look like for us to truly have what we call a grand summer, a spectacular summer. So I wanted you, Kathy, to kind of, you know, and I'll help with some questions, but how are you approaching that? Because I know this is something you do as a couple and as a family. How are you approaching this different rhythm that's coming up?
Right. Yeah. So I think I've shared on here before, we have learned on a regular interval, this is important to us, that we literally will reevaluate with typical, the beginning of summer is a typical change in rhythm. The beginning of fall is a typical change in rhythm. As you're coming into the holidays, there's a typical change in rhythm. So those are three very natural times to really begin conversations with God about what he has for the season ahead and to allow him to prune some things back, to allow him to show us where we should be focused, where we shouldn't. And we are super intentional when it comes to these. And as we're taping this, you know, this will air May 29th. I think we're taping it, it's probably April 18th, 19th, something like that we're taping this right now.
Yeah.
So about a month ahead. And we have actually already begun this process for this looking ahead to the summer. And so probably within about a week ago, God started teeing up, you know, the conversation with me and he'll bring it up sometimes before I do, if I'm honest about it, but it always comes up looking ahead to what's coming and looking at what the pruning season looks like to prepare for what he has. And so he has already begun that conversation with us and Dan and I will, you know, some of the things we'll do, we'll process with God on what he wants us to hold on to, what we cut back in the summer, that sort of thing, what we're needing to make room for so that we have a time of refreshing. And even just like Rich and I have talked about coming into the holidays, mapping things out ahead of time on the calendar and putting your rocks in place that are important. We're having a calendar meeting this weekend, actually, the two of us, that we're going to sit down with the summer calendar and make sure we put in the things that are most important to us. And then, look at how, what we need to pull back on and what we have room to, because there are things that we add in the summer that even though they're an add-in, they bring so much joy and refreshment that we want to make sure we have space to do them as well. Yep. So this is something that we do on a regular rhythm and literally are just kind of starting up now. But one of the sweetest things, we talk about pruning all the time. And I was just talking to some dear friends about this the other day and how sometimes pruning can be difficult for us, right? Because there are actually things we even love that we prune back. And she had the most beautiful illustration. So I'll just throw this out here in that, but she was talking about how in the pruning season, sometimes, you know, when we look at, like, if you look at a garden and they cut everything back, It looks kind of ugly right at first, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you see, she's like, sometimes you look in the moment, you're like, that's just a stick. You know, how is that going to be any fun? And you go into the spring season, you're cutting things back to a stick, so that they can flourish in the summer, right? And so that sometimes we can look at, okay, what is this? I'm cutting all this back and I'm not sure, you know, if I'm honest, there are things that even right now he is teeing up to me of, I actually want you to cut more extremely this summer. And I need you to trust me that the bigger cuts are because there is bigger fruit. And I need you to make room ahead of time for that, even though you don't really know what's coming.
Okay.
Which honestly goes along at this point, I think we would have listened to Diane and Antonio share their story mid-May. I think they were on like the 16th and the 22nd. Yeah. And on the second one, she talks about how God prepared her for this move with a significant pruning. Right.
So as you look at that piece of it, how do you kind of walk that through in terms of, okay, what things am I to do differently? How deep am I supposed to go with these things? How do you identify those and then process them? Because somebody would be saying, okay, I'm willing to be pruned, but I don't know how specifically do I list down all my activities?
Right.
How would somebody approach this?
Okay. So from a practical standpoint, the first thing I typically do, one, is begin it with prayer, obviously, but then literally writing down everything that is currently on my plate. And that is, like, I write down everything down to things that just need to be done for house maintenance that require my time, to relationships that I'm investing in, to discipleship appointments, to phone calls, to the podcast, to mom's ministry group, to our small groups, you know, whatever happens to fill my calendar at this time in any way, shape, or form, even exercise, those are all things that I write down. And so I will take some time to map that out and see where I'm at. And then from that point.
And by the way, just let me highlight that. So remember, we're talking about a change in rhythm, which, by the way, is a good thing to do quarterly anyway. Mm-hmm. But particularly spring into summer. And so what Kathy just said is that what you do is you write down everything of your current rhythm in as much detail as you can. And you think through, okay, what do I do every day? And who am I involved with? And what groups am I involved with? What obligations do I have? And, you know, like, for example, you know, Dan, for example, if he was going through this, is going through this, he says, well, I'm a CEO of a company.
Right.
Well, that's still there, you know, and what is that going to look like? You know, and is there anything different that he could do there? But it's just, what's the reality? And don't, at this time, when Kathy's starting us out, you're not evaluating anything. All you're doing is putting this truth down, and you got to put it in writing because you're going to have to process it. But the first step would be, just list everything down that you're involved in when you're current in your current rhythm, and just lay it out there so you understand it and say, oh yeah. And as you process it over a few days, you'll think of more things. Oh, by the way, or somebody
you have it's a, not a sit well, you know down what? One
I've got
time
a,
and
I got a Tuesday group and I forgot to write that down, you know, and so write it down. So you write it all down, then what do you do with it?
So typically we'll both be writing all of our things down. And then for me, I like to take some time in prayer and fasting actually over it. And I like to really tee up each thing with God and, you know, ask him to show me, to highlight to me some things that maybe need to be removed for the summer. And I don't even worry so much if they're going to be added back in the fall or not. I am looking for, what do you have, you know, what is your kind of instruction, your focus, the fruit you want to grow in these next 3 months. And that's really all I'm focused on. I'm not overly concerned with what comes back in the fall or doesn't come back in the fall.
Right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's, let's talk about that briefly, is be careful that you're not assuming that Well, I'm going to just have a short period of pruning, and I'm going to jump right back into my other routine.
Right.
Actually, the next time you do it, which will be fall, mm-hmm. it'll be from the summer routine.
Right, right.
And then he'll say, okay, now here's what I want you to do differently and add, and you got more space for this. But don't just continue and think, well, I'll just lay this aside, but I'll come back to it. No, it's a change.
Mm-hmm.
Pruning, by the way, is always complete and done. And they purposely take away the branches and burn them because if they don't, they take re-root.
Right.
And that's kind of what you're saying is, yeah, I'll just re-root this later. God mm-hmm. says no. So do it as pure as you can. Okay. So you're praying and fasting over that. And you said something about your question to him is about fruit. Talk about that a little bit. How do you view now what it is that you're looking for this summer?
Really, it's just a lot of sensing what he is saying and listening and prompting, you know, for what he wants to do. Because at the end of the day, I want to be where I want the good stuff.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I'm a fruit snob. I only want the high quality stuff. I don't need the little wormy apples. So that being said, I want to be ultra sensitive and I'll be completely honest. Like in this particular, sometimes it's really easy for me to surrender to the process of pruning. Other times it takes a little bit, and God knows this about me, takes a little bit of him just nudging me again and again of, I need you to trust me with this one, because there's ones that, you know, even, you know, I have led a Tuesday ladies group. So this isn't for this summer, but I will talk about, I've led a Tuesday ladies group for 15 years now.
Mm.
And it has been this sweet, sweet place of friendship and everything else. And just literally probably 3 weeks ago or so, God highlighted to me, because I was asking him, you know, what am I holding on to? I got the sense from him that I was holding on to some things that he was saying it was time to let go. Mm-hmm. And like I said, he kind of started the pruning process a little early for summer this time. And he highlighted this group. And I'm like, oh, you're kidding me. This is 15 years going. These are my friends. These are my ladies. I love this time. And he's like, it's time to set them free and learn to just be their friends. You don't have to keep this group going. And I wrestled with that a little bit. I'm like, oh, but this is almost, if I'm honest, almost who I am. This is just something I've been doing for so long. How would I not do this? Why would this not be good? And he's like, just trust me on it. Can I tell you, the moment I trusted him with it, I brought it to the group and said, hey, I've got to tell you, this is what God's saying. And it's kind of heartbreaking to me because I'm like, these are my people. I know every Tuesday I get to enjoy you and enjoy time with you. And I feel like God's saying it's time to let it go. And so, you know, we decided we'd all have fun getting together for hikes. When we get together for hikes, we'll do breakfast once a month. So we're kind of reinventing what that looks like. But no sooner did I do that than exactly what should have been happening probably a year before, when I was a little stubborn about giving it up, is at least out of those six ladies, at least five of them have already re-engaged and are now leading something themselves.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay. And it was almost immediate. It was within a week. And God was just like, do you see that sometimes when you hold on to things, you are actually interfering with my greater fruit? And so there was a little bit of a correction in that. Not a little bit. There was a correction, you know, that I really do need to trust him. And even in that, as I'm looking at the summer, there's this one particular discipleship relationship that I adore this person. And he continues to bring it up and is telling me it's time for you to actually reduce your investment in this one. And I'm like, how do you do that? This is somebody I've been doing life with. How do I do that? And yet he's telling me very clearly these other four names. And he's like, this summer, these are the four names you focus on. And that's it. And I'm like, oof, I don't even know. Like, so I haven't even said that to her yet. So I'm not saying who that is right now, but I'm still kind of wrestling that out.
You
with
have,
God,
you have until May 29th at Dallas.
Yes, before it is. but it is, I do feel like God is saying there is a reason for this and you need to trust me in it, just like you trusted me with the group. And I do feel like he's actually coming into the summer. He's paring things back for me a good bit because he wants me to spend some time writing. There's some things that he's laying out that he actually wants me to sit on my porch and be writing, and then to engage, be readily available to engage with my new grandson for the, you know, just having that extra bandwidth in the summer.
Absolutely.
For those two things, for really three things, for prayer, for writing, and for grandbaby. And most of the rest of the stuff is coming off of my plate for the summer. Yeah. It looks like at this point.
Yeah. And the grandbaby will be, it'll be more and more. You know, because and actually I'm doing some preliminary work right now, and I'll work on it over the summer, but it's about the privilege and the assignment of being a matriarch and patriarch of a family, which is primarily facilitating, you know, family processing to help everybody make good decisions and that he follow God's will. But the investment in grandchildren.
Yeah.
That it's a call to us. It's a privilege of ours. And if we do it well, we actually are the beneficiaries of that. You know, the fruit comes from them, but wow, how fun is that? So we'll talk more about that. That'll become actually more and more of your time as time goes on. You're going to have lots of them, by the way.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So excited.
So as you look at pruning and then reassignment, talk a little bit about what are you and Dan planning, and you and your family planning, that would be some grand experiences or just time together, or even a little trip, or, you know, doing something on July 4th. You know, how do you approach that difference in the rhythm, since you have a space that you could do some things that you normally aren't able to do?
Right. Yeah. So normally it would be a summer that we would travel. Like, as a family, we like to take a big trip around 4th of July. Because the grandbaby is coming, and coming right around that time, that actually kind of switched things up. So again, summer's going to look a little different this year. So the family vacation around 4th of July is going to become a staycation, because Emily and Josh are not going to be in a position to travel somewhere. And so we are kind of revamping that. But then in the midst of things, we also are doing some individually with couples of the kids, couples and stuff, doing some camping trips. And we are taking a trip with Dan's brothers and their wives down to Lake Placid. And so we've got some fun. We have some fun things that are set, but our summer is front heavy because the baby should be here by mid-July. And so we've pretty much putting nothing on the calendar except poolside dates from July forward in the summer. We're nixing any travel during that time, just because we don't want to be away during that. So we're front loading our summer with the travel plans before the baby comes. And then the backside will be more enjoying hosting things just right here.
Yep. So grand for you this year is really just spending time together and enjoying the birth. And you have a beautiful pool, and I know you're having a new porch will be finished. And
right.
So you'll just enjoy your special space and do it in a different way and more way and games and that kind of stuff. So it's still going to be grand.
Right.
And you've already planned it out, because let's spend our times doing that.
Right.
And do a different rhythm this year because of all the differences. And that as we look at the summer shift, one question that everyone is to seek is, you know, Kathy talked about the pruning and now the planning of the grand, would be get together with your spouse, get together with your family, and talk about what would be some grand things that we could do this summer. You know, you guys have talked about it and said, you know what, if we just hang around the pool this year, it'll be fantastic.
Right.
That's an answer for you. You know, for you know, Linda and I do that. And, you know, we're already looking at, there's some grand memories that we could help create that we're working on. Having time, our grandsons will be home a little bit from school before they have to go back to work.
Right.
And Aiden will be here this summer. But we're already talking about, while they're here, kind of like what you do, is that, well, we don't have to go anywhere. We can just be here. And what could we do here?
Right.
And hey, Rich, can you take several afternoons off and go do some things that we normally wouldn't do? And the answer is, yeah, I can plan it that way. See,
right.
Because we're looking at what would be a blessing for this summer. First of all, just for Linda and me per se, but then how can we bless others in the process of having grand experiences when we, and our question is, we always look at it this way. At the end of the summer, we want to look back and say, man, was that fantastic?
Right.
How beautiful was that, that we got to experience that and we planned it. And then of course the key is that you actually do experience it.
Right.
So that, you know, if you're going to hang out at the pool, well, mm-hmm. you know, Dan can't be occupied with work right. mentally where he was there, but he didn't enjoy it. See, it's right. all of that.
Yeah. That's and it. In fact, even that whole, you know, because we told the kids we're planning a staycation this year instead of going somewhere because of the baby coming. But what we need to know is that staycation is still blocked out. It's not, since we're just staying home, we'll be over for a couple hours here and a couple hours there. Like, no, we're going to make even staying home grand. And so we're going to plan some fun activities, probably get a boat for a day or something too. And, some things in that, even though we have to stay closer to home base because of the baby coming, there are plans. And so we have instructed them, this is actually blocked days. Don't look at that as if we pretend we're gone. This is what we're doing.
That's right. That's right.
But it does take a little bit of a mental shift, right?
Right. So as we, just encourage everybody, and Kathy, you know, the way you do it is so beautiful and is why I wanted everybody to hear it, is that you're going to have a different rhythm. Mm-hmm. You have an opportunity, you're going to hear this at the end of May, so, you know, take the next couple of weeks and look at all the things you're doing, what things you need to be pruned from, and then what would be spectacular, grand for you in your season, for mm-hmm. you to enjoy, for you to enjoy with your family, and for you to enjoy with others, and truly let God guide you. You know, and I would encourage you, you know, to go to Proverbs, you know, chapter 3:1-15. It talks about Him guiding you step by step, but particularly mm-hmm. He says, "I'm going to give you wisdom," and every element, he says, of my path is going to be pleasant and spectacular.
Right.
And he says, so if you have a heart to go, and that's what you said, you spend a lot of time listening.
Mm-hmm. I do.
And processing and saying, is this really what you would say? Because you know something, you said it. Well, I would like the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the path is going to be spectacular if you have a heart to go. And see, it's not, well, yeah, but that's easy for you guys, but you know, my life is way complicated and it's different. And God says, no, I can do it for everybody. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
You just have a heart to go and let this summer truly be a grand, spectacular right. thing. If you have a heart to go and we're encouraging you, why would you not?
Right. And I would really say, and Rich and I can attest to this, trust Him on it. You know, even when I say I'm wrestling through giving up, you know, certain things, I'm like, oh, but I know what I know to be true is that He is faithful. And every time I submit and surrender to what He is leading, I have seen time and time. It's why I practice this as a rhythm. It's why Dan and I practice this as a rhythm together. We have seen time and time again that He knows what is absolutely best. And when we allow Him to orchestrate that, we step into best all the time.
Amen to that.
You know, yeah. I mean, yes, we live in a world of trouble and blah, blah, blah. But we step into best all the time because we let Him lead us in this.
Yep.
And it's worth doing, and it's worth trusting Him, even if it feels extreme at times to cut certain things out. Or even if you've got young kids and you're like, well, how do I just trust Him? I'm telling you, I'm from the other side of it. And Rich is nodding his head here too. We know it really is best. And what He calls a fruitful summer will be full of adventure, fun, and watching God do what only He can do. And for us, and I'll say this, just add this one more thing. I know you guys are this way too. We do cut back on retreats in the summer. We probably up the amount of, because just the way this, your life plays out, and with kids being home and more time with family, we increase discipleship in our family during that.
Amen.
Time.
Amen to that.
Very naturally. And that's an important part of the rhythm is
Absolutely.
Making space for that.
Absolutely. Yep. And going deeper yourself as well.
Yeah.
We just pray that everybody would take it to heart. You have an opportunity to really have a change in your rhythm, but don't just change it for change's sake, and don't just let it happen to you, but rather let God guide you into it. We'd love to hear from you as you go through that exercise. Even it would be great if you sent us, here's what I heard God say. And then at the end of the summer, we'll ask, okay, how did it go?
Yeah, I would love to hear stories.
We'd love to hear stories about this because we believe it's so critical. And you'll experience, if you are willing to, you truly will have this experience. Mm-hmm. And so, Father, we thank You that You say every path of Yours is pleasant and spectacular. And so we just pray that as we think about changing our rhythm for the summer, that all of us would have a heart to seek it from You. You already know the best way to go. It's going to be both pruning and doing new wonderful things that we have an opportunity to do that is truly unique to us and our situation and our family. And I pray that we won't neglect so great a salvation. So thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much for teeing up this conversation, Rich. Very timely, and I think it will be a blessing to lots of people. So if you have questions, send them in to us, questions@abideministries.com, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, with you. Thank you so much, Kathy.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.